I'm going to get right into the aspect of the message. We're going to do a transition song as we switch over our service. As you know, it's kind of a double service this morning. I'm going to speak to us about ordained for greatness, about how you are ordained for greatness. Then we're going to have an ordination service of one of our young men. Dan, I called you a young man. And is going to be ordained to the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is very, very, very exciting. So let me start with ordained for greatness. Would you please stand and recite our verse that we're going to talk about this morning? It's in 1 John 4:3-6. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We, God. Amen. You may be seated. A powerful scripture. Ordained for greatness. We're not just ordaining this man into the ministry, but you must realize that God has already ordained you, each and every believer, for greatness. Greatness. The word ordained means to make someone a priest or a minister, to confer holy orders on. Orders from God. You all have orders from God. A purpose and a destiny that He has called you into. It means to order or decree something officially. We're going to officially do something here this morning, but God has officially done that in your life. It means to invest. To furnish, clothe with power or authority. Invest officially as by the laying on of hands with ministerial or priestly authority. And I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. Ordained for greatness. The word great is used 932 times in the Bible. 932 times in the Bible. Greatness. It means the quality of being great, distinguished, or eminent. The word eminent means famous and respected with a particular sphere of profession, high in state and station, rank or repute, prominent or distinguished. God has ordained you for greatness. It says in our scripture this morning, and this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. That was 2,000 years ago. 2,000 and some years ago, he was saying he's already in this world. Believe me, he's much more in this world than ever before. A dark force in the world, an antichrist, against Christ, against the gospel, against the teaching, against the word of God. That which is contrary to what God wants us to do. There's a force out there in our world that doesn't want us to follow Jesus Christ. It wants us to go our own way. It wants us to follow the enemy, but hey, follow yourself. You can be your own God. Follow yourself. That's the spirit of Antichrist. The spirit of going your own direction. Setting up your own rules. Establishing your own God and what He means to you. Not established from the Scriptures, but established from your own mind or mindset or in society or the way society says, well, this is good and this isn't. This is right and this isn't. That's not true. What's right and good and isn't is all found right here. We can't rewrite it in man's vernacular. It goes on to say, but you are of God. You are of God. That is awesome. Little children. And have overcome them. Overcome this spirit of the Antichrist. Overcome this aspect of the world. Overcome them. You win. You win in this battle. Because you've overcome them. Because why? Because he who is in you is, say it with me. He who is in you is. He who is in you is. Greater. Greater than he who is in the world. The Spirit of God in you is greater than he who is in the world. By an infinite factor. By an infinite factor. Not just, well, there's that, and then there's the Spirit of God. Oh man, it just, He's a little bit greater. Infinitely greater. We can't record it. You can't see it on a chart because the chart would be too big. Between where the spirit of the enemy is and the spirit that lives inside of you is, if we were to put it in graphical form, we couldn't put it on a chart. Because you couldn't display it. Because it's infinitely greater. Infinitely greater. At times, I don't think we think that. We think, oh my gosh, it's tough. The world and this and all the stuff that's going on. And wow, this is a tough deal. But you need to understand that God who is in you is greater. Is greater. Is greater than anything that this world can throw at you. They are of the world, worldly people listening to the spirit of Antichrist. Therefore, they speak as of the world. I look at people and they're talking worldly and they're saying all this stuff. I look at them and go, you idiots. I look at them and I go, I understand it. They're deceived. Our job, the reason we're ordaining this man, our job is to communicate with the world and help them understand there's a God in heaven who loves them, who died for them, who is going to open up heaven's door to them, and we've got to get the message out. I don't look at them and get mad at them. I get a burden for them because they don't know the truth. But the truth will set you free. They speak as of the world, and the world hears them. The whole concepts that we're having going on in our society today, everybody understands them, but it's not based upon the scriptures, upon the word of God. But it says, again, the second time, we are of God. We are of God. Christians, listen not to the world, but to the directions of God and the Spirit of God. We are of God and we have overcome the world. Not only are we of God, but there is something in you. No, not something. I mean, there's someone in you. There is someone in you, the third person of the Trinity, the Spirit of God. God Himself is in there, in the third person. The Holy Spirit of God indwells you. And that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is great. That Holy Spirit is great. How many used to wake up to Tony the Tiger and eat your sugar frosted flakes and found out that they were great? Some of the folks over here are going, what? Did you remember that?
Yeah.
He was there? You guys remember Tony the Tiger?
Yeah.
Look how old you're getting. You guys are hitting. It's arrived. It's arrived. Now all of a sudden, there's another generation who says, we don't know Tony. We don't know he's a tiger. We just thought he was good, not great. He's great! And he lives in you. He's great. And he lives in you. Let me say this because it's very important. Greatness is not inherent in you, but conferred on you or ordained in you. You're not great just because you came out of the birth canal. Wah! I'm God's gift to America. And you're born in China. So what are you going to do? I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. Stop. This is the time I don't want to even look because my wife is rolling her eyes right now. Where were you? I don't know. I got lost. Greatness is conferred on you. You're not great just because you are. You're great because the Holy Spirit is inside of you. He's conferred on you. He's ordained in you. This conference of the Holy Spirit is in you. Therefore, it is not you who are great, but the Holy Spirit that is in you that is great. That's what makes you great. Let me say it like this. You are worth one. Plus the Holy Spirit that's worth a billion, trillion, zillion Google. Okay? When we add the two of you together, you and your one, and a zillion, billion Google, whatever, what does that equal? A zillion, billion Google, blah, 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 and one. So thank you for adding that and one part to this equation here. Do you understand that who you have in you is amazing? The Spirit of God inside of you is awesome, incredible. You're ordained for greatness because the great God, the Holy Spirit, is inside of you. The Holy Spirit is greatness. And every believer endued and empowered with the Holy Spirit is ordained for greatness. You see, this Holy Spirit who is called the Counselor, He's called the Helper in Scripture, He's called the Comforter, He's the Advocate, and He's all these inside of you. He's the Seal, He's the Guide, He's the Intercessor, He's the Truth, He's the Teacher, He's the Witness, and many, many more things is in you. You're great. You're ordained for greatness. Why? Because He who is great lives in you. So rise up and walk out your calling. He gave you the Holy Spirit to be all of these inside of you, to help make you great. Remember that this Spirit, this Holy Spirit's a person. Therefore, He's relational with you. It's not some force or ooze or... It's a person. He's a person. It says, if you abide in Me in John 14, keep My commandments and I will pray the Father and He will send you another helper. Oh, thank God for the helper. Thank God, the greatest helper in the world lives in you. The Comforter, the King James says, that He may abide with you for a little while, then He's gone. Forever. No. Forever. The Spirit of Truth, whom, look what it says here, the world cannot receive. I don't understand this. Has a hard time with it. The young lady who was here, hard time. Why am I crying? What's going on? Why don't, I don't get it. I'm having a hard time until all of a sudden gave her life to Jesus Christ and whoosh! Holy Spirit's there. Begin to open up your eyes to see things you never saw before. Oh, where are you? You have a great journey ahead of you. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun. Oh, it's awesome. Greatness is inside of you. And you will do great things for Him. He's going to move on you and you're going to do great things for Him and you're going to love it. And that which you were crying about, oh, the tears won't go away. Joy will come, but God will give you burden for things and all of a sudden your heart will start to burn for something and the Holy Spirit will give you the enabling and the power to accomplish it. That's because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. He's speaking to you. And He's transforming you from the inside out. He's changing you. What you used to do and get away with and felt was okay, all of a sudden doesn't. And He begins to transform you to make you more look like Him each and every day. But not only is He relational, But he's powerful. He also gave you power. Luke 24:49. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem till you are endued. I love that word. With power from on high, referring to the Holy Spirit that was coming. Power not of this world. Power that comes from on high. Power that you can't understand. Power from a source and from a destiny that's above and beyond us. Is in you. Is in you. I love this word endued. It's the Greek word enduo. And it means in the sense of sinking into a garment. Think of that. In the sense of sinking into a garment. To be, if you will, enveloped by something. You sink into. And then it says this, to invest with clothing. Remember that ordination word that we talked about? Ordained meant to invest, to furnish, to clothe with power or authority. You see, you are ordained. You are invested with the Holy Spirit and His power to go about and do everything He's called you to do that day. To triumph in your job, to help people, to overcome fears, to transform lives. He's enveloped you. He's ordained you. He's invested in. He's ordained you for greatness. Now, it's one thing to put on a garment. It's another thing to sink into a garment. If I were to put on this coat, I could put it on. I'd be here making sure I got it on. I'd stay in control of the whole thing. But I need to. Mike, where's Mike? Mike, we had lunch. Mike, where are you? Mike, raise your hand. Mike, did you go up to the nursery? Where's Mike? Mike, come on up here, dude. Come here for a second. I got to have you do something. Come here. Hurry up. Hurry up. You're a youth leader. Come on. You know this. I need somebody else to help me. I need someone else to help me. Who's strong? Who's big? Who's tough? And last qualification, who's ugly? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. Right over there. Come on up here. Mike, come on up here. Mike, this is a great man of God right here. He's awesome. Right. His wife Jolie back there and two kids. They play soccer with the Fitzgerald's kids. Lion, he scored a hat trick, right? He scored 3 goals this last time out there. He's going to be a force to reckon with, that's for sure. Okay, here. For me to put on this jacket, I can just put it on. Hello. Put it on. Nice and fine. I'm in control. I'm enjoying the jacket. Thanks for having it on me. And I can take it back off me. Okay, now, when we talk about putting on the Holy Spirit, that word endued meant to sink into. Now, here's what I want you to do. Please. We've not talked, have we? So don't mess with me, all right?
Okay.
This guy was a youth leader, so I know he knows how to mess with people. All right, so you guys are going to figure out. I'm going to stand here. Right here. And I'm going to sink into you guys. I'm going to fall back. And you are going to what?
We'll see.
We'll see. Anybody else out there want to help out? No. All right, so you guys get your hands together. Figure it out how you're going to do this.
Okay.
I'm going to get here. Oh, look it. See, he even knows the drill. All right, so I'm going to get right here. Are you sure? I didn't like the sudden change there. It seemed like it was... No, whatever. Hold it tight, though. Okay. I mean, like, really catch me, all right? All right. It's going to be right here. So get wherever you think you need to get. All right, scoot back over here for a little bit. Okay. It's one thing to put this on. I maintain control. So we get this idea, I maintain control of the Holy Spirit. I put Him on, and I walk with Him, and I use Him at will. It's another aspect to sink into Him, to lose your identity and come under His control. Okay. Are you guys ready? You're going to do it, right? Okay. All right, here I go. Oh. Sometimes the Holy Spirit allows you to experience some pain and agony along the way. Thanks, you guys. Give Him a hand, everybody. Sometimes when you're trusting your life through the Holy Spirit, that indeed happens. And you know what he says? But I guarantee you, it won't kill you. You may get hurt. It may touch you. But he has his hand on you. And he will use it all for his glory. Hear the difference between putting on the Holy Spirit? I'm in charge. I can do what I want, and I'll throw a little bit to you and a little bit to you, and don't I look good? Oh, I'm done now, so I can run to the bars. I can do this. I got it back here now, so I'm going to throw it back on. And so we got this Holy Spirit going on and off and on and off and on and off. A whole difference between that and sunk into and enveloped by, and then Him utilizing you. Him utilizing you. And you serve at the pleasure of the King. Do you want to stay in control? Or do you want to let go and let God and watch the ordaining process bring things your way that you will be amazed by? It will empower you to do things you never dreamed of. As you trust in Him who has enveloped you. And you shall receive power when that Holy Spirit comes upon you. You see, you have the Holy Spirit and you are ordained for greatness. We're going to switch our part of our service. We're going to have a team is going to come and sing a transition song for us. I want you to think about being ordained for greatness. What does that mean? Maybe it means that you're crucified with Christ.